All right, Chilling Show continuing here. It's the final day of May. How did that happen? My goodness, the year is flying by. And we welcome back to the Chilling Show a featured guest, our Israel correspondent live from Israel, Rolene Marks. There's an update on things that we've been talking about and things going on in Israel, which are very important that we hear the full picture of what's transpiring. Because if you listen or count on the mainstream media, the cable news stations for the most part, to find out what the truth is, you're going to be sorely disappointed. Rolene Marks, welcome back to the Chilling Show.
I am so delighted to be back. I'm always happy to speak to you and your listeners. And I was asking myself the same question. Yeah. Where has this year gone?
Well, it's flown by. Part of it is, I think, that we're always busy, you and I both being in the news business, that there's so much to keep track of here. And we've got a lot going on in Israel. I wanted to go to a story that you brought to us just, I don't know, 2-3 weeks back on the death of journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. And give us a little bit of about what happened, and then let's go on to where we are now.
As many of your listeners know, there has been a wave of terror attacks in Israel. It started at the beginning of the month of Ramadan and really culminated on our Independence Day just about 3 weeks ago. Mm. Now, as a result of this wave of terror, our security forces have engaged in counter-terror operations, especially in the West Bank town of Jenin, which is known to be a volatile flashpoint, a place of great incitement, and also the city where a lot of these attacks were planned and executed from. So on the day that the IDF and security forces were engaged in a counter-terror op, Shireen Abu Akleh and several journalists were covering the story, and there was a heavy exchange of fire between security forces and Palestinians. And unfortunately and regrettably, Abu Akleh was fatally shot. Now, we still don't know who is responsible for firing the shot. The IDF have said it could have been them, but it also could have been the Palestinians. And we will only know if there is some kind of joint investigation. In fact, Israel appeals to the Palestinians not only for a joint investigation, but also to allow American investigators in, which the Palestinians flatly refused. They refused to cooperate with Israel. The Palestinian coroner said that it was inconclusive who was responsible, and to this day, the Palestinians are still refusing to hand over the fatal bullet for ballistics testing, despite numerous appeals both by the U.S. government, by the Israeli government, and it's really culminated in an appalling report on CNN last week stating that Israel deliberately targeted and killed Abu Akleh, a fact that the Palestinians backed up, wouldn't you know, about two or so days later, also saying their investigation, I use that term very loosely, mm-hmm. also concluded that Israel deliberately targeted and assassinated this journalist. But we have to ask ourselves, what does Israel have to gain by deliberately killing a journalist? We are a democracy. It is in the interest of Israel, of the IDF, to have journalists cover these kinds of situations. So this is where we are at the moment. And, of course, news networks around the world picking up on the CNN story without any context, without any facts. And, of course, this does have dangerous consequences, not just for Israel and Israelis, but also for Jews around the world who bear the brunt of many people's misguided anger.
You know, Ro, it's so interesting. You ask what Israel has to gain. Absolutely nothing and everything to lose if this was something that had been done deliberately. And yet they just want to get to the truth. They're willing to cooperate, and they would like the cooperation of the Palestinians. So I have to ask you, what have the Palestinians to gain by refusing to cooperate? I can only think of political advantage.
Well, absolutely. And the other question we keep asking is, what do they have to hide? If you don't want to release the bullet for ballistics testing, that tells us something. We also, and I remember clearly covering the story the day that it happened, we got news blasts as journalists that the IDF or security forces and Palestinian gunmen were engaged in a heavy exchange of fire. And the footage actually circulated very, very soon after that, where you see Palestinian gunmen wearing bulletproof vests, and you hear the words, we shot one. We shot a soldier, he's laying down. The IDF confirmed no soldiers had been hit, and then later it was confirmed that a journalist had been fatally shot. Now, CNN decided to run with their own report, and it amazes me that not only did they exclude any expert opinion or testimony from Israel's side, but CNN all of a sudden are coroners and ballistics experts themselves. What they did include in their report was eyewitness accounts from a former Palestinian member of parliament. So here's where, exactly as you've said, they have this political momentum, who says that the gunmen, you know, took on security forces like lions and the journalist was deliberately assassinated. Nobody is questioning his judgment as somebody who actually lauded a terror attack. In fact, it was the terror attack carried out in Be'er Sheva at the start of this wave of terror by an ISIS sympathizer. So here you have a network like CNN taking expert testimony from somebody who is a known ISIS sympathizer. And then the next expert was a British military expert or so-called military expert who gave his expertise based on a photograph of bullet strikes on a tree and also has a very dubious record of collaborating with the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, which is aligned to a Palestinian terror group, which is actually outlawed by the U.S., the EU, Canada, and Israel. And he has also cooperated quite extensively on reports against the IDF with Amnesty International, and we know the agenda of Amnesty International. So this is where we are sitting with CNN and other mainstream media.
Is it possible that this will somehow get resolved without the cooperation of the Palestinians? Because I don't see them changing their position on that. Is there anything else that can be done?
Well, we're now at an impasse because they've said they've concluded their investigation and released their findings, which was Israel deliberately targeted this journalist. But we are sitting on our side saying we cannot conclude an investigation without the evidence. We have to have a look at that bullet. We have to examine it. We need to do a ballistics report. Incidentally, the expert weapons witness that they had on CNN also hadn't examined the actual bullet. And if I was a lawyer, and I'm not, and I was questioning him on the witness stand, I would say, Mr. Cobb-Smith, have you examined physically or seen the fatal bullet? Can you determine whose gun it came from, what type of gun it was? We have no information other than a fatal bullet struck her in the head.
I want to go quickly. I have just a couple minutes left with Roland Marks, who's our Israel correspondent, live from Israel today. Let's talk about Jerusalem Day, a little bit about what this day signifies, and then let's talk about what happened.
It's a hugely significant day because it signifies the reunification of Jerusalem. Before the Six-Day War, Jerusalem was a divided city. It was under Jordanian control. In fact, Jewish and Christian sites, holy sites, were under Jordanian control. And during the Six-Day War, the IDF liberated the old city of Jerusalem. We have those absolutely incredible words, HaKotel Be'adenu, the Wailing Wall is in our hands, and the city of Jerusalem was reunified. So every year on the Hebrew date, we celebrate this great occasion, and this year marked 55 years. Now, last year, if many of you remember, the start of the conflagration between the IDF and Hamas-led terror groups in the Gaza Strip, came as a result of Jerusalem Day. And Hamas did their reprisal for us celebrating Jerusalem Day, and in their words, ascending the Temple Mount, which was not accurate, was the firing of nearly 5,000 rockets towards Israeli sovereign territory. Now, unfortunately, on Sunday, we had about 50,000 marchers, most of them peaceful, but incitement from both sides. We did have racist and extremist groups within the Israeli marchers to the point where our government have now started to talk about outlawing these groups, have condemned these groups, and incitement on the side of the Palestinians, again, barricading themselves in the Al-Aqsa Mosque, throwing projectiles at security forces and using inflammatory and insightful language, accusing Israelis of ascending the Temple Mount and violating, in their words, the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Has there been any commensurate condemnation by the Palestinians of these actions?
Absolutely not. And of course, the mainstream media yet again have picked up just on the Israeli extremism and racism, which has been absolutely condemned across the board here in Israel. Our defense minister says these two groups, La Familia and La Hava, should be declared terror organizations. But you've got, again, the mainstream media, who we really have to start holding accountable, ignoring that and focusing specifically on their inflammatory rhetoric.
Would you tell us, Rolene Marks, if people want to follow you online or be in touch with you, you do an awful lot of work, how can we find it?
You can find me, and I so appreciate the message from your lovely listener last time that I was on. You can find me on YouTube. I'm at The Israel Brief. I am on Twitter at Rolmarks, and the website is layoftheland.online. That's layoftheland.online. And I pop up in the media every now and then to challenge some of the rhetoric and the claims that are made.
We're glad that you do, Rolene Marks. Thank you so much for the report and always for your honesty in putting out these reports. I really appreciate it.
And thank you, Rob. Thank you for the time to chat to you, to chat to your listeners, and for all of your incredible, incredible support.
And we will look forward to next time, and we will certainly continue to pray for the peace of Israel.